Good morning, I'm Alisa Z. Thanks so much for spending your morning here with us on the Sunday edition. There is so much that a lot of us want to do. We all feel pretty helpless right now, I think, when it comes to reaching out and helping our brothers and sisters in Ukraine. There are thankfully a lot of people around, like the gentleman I am visiting with via Zoom today, who want to help, and they're saying, okay, there are things we can do, and let's do them. So I'd like to say first, good morning to Joe Norton. Good morning, Joe.
Morning. How are you?
I am terrific. I'm so grateful to people like you who say, all right, I have a platform. I have a way to reach out. I'm going to do something positive. Tell me what's your day job when you're not helping save the world?
We run a couple of small businesses out of the Brighton area.
Okay, because I see in the background lots of stuff back there going on. So it's you're obviously not in your basement unless you have a basement as big as my house. So that's
no. The office, Brighton, right?
Wonderful. What made you decide you wanted to get involved and help the people of Ukraine?
We have a business partner who has offices and all of his employees live in Kyiv. And we were texting back and forth, and 3 days went by and we didn't hear anything. And then on the third day, I got a text, and he says to me, Joe, I'm sorry, I couldn't get back to you. We've been very busy. And I said, well, you've got to be busy. A lot of crazy stuff's going on. I said, you know, what are you doing? He said, I started a charity. I said, you did? He said, yeah. I said, well, that's kind of cool. I said, well, let's forget about what we have to talk about. How can I help you? And he stumbled around a little bit. He goes, what are you going to do? I said, well, I'll start one here. And I said, we'll use your people that can get, that obviously live in Kyiv.
Right.
We'll see what we can raise in the U.S. immediately and start sending you guys whatever you need. And that's how this whole thing started. That this about 4 weeks ago.
Right. Well, just shortly after they started being attacked, right?
Yes.
Now, how is your colleague, acquaintance, friend, how is he doing physically right now? Is he feeling, is he safe? I'm sure he's lost people already. How is he managing day to day?
Well, hectically.
Yeah.
Sometimes we'll hear nothing for a few days, and then we'll hear a bunch of stuff, and then we'll hear nothing for a few days. We just completed a purchase from a business down in Tennessee and shipped over a bunch of medications.
Okay. Which is critical. I spoke with someone from Direct Relief last week, and they are gathering medical supplies and medications. Some of the things we take for granted, right? Before we started talking today, I took my vitamins, I took my calcium, I did all those things. They can't even get the simplest of things like that without help, right? And those are important things, let alone when people can't get their chemotherapy medication or something way more serious, their blood pressure and heart medication. It's critical.
It's very critical. We shipped over trauma kits, I want to say 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So what we're looking for are the high value, small things that they need. Right now, you really can't get a ship in there, and you can't get normal trucks into Ukraine.
Right.
All things you can put in a small van or a person's car.
Okay.
They can get across the border, and there's a network. And there are a lot of U.S. citizens over there right now that have joined this network that manipulate the supplies from, ours go into Poland.
Okay.
From Poland through the back country to the cities where they're needed. So around the Russian troops and actually to the civilians who are still there. It would happen here, what Americans would do. They're very
right.
Creative.
They have to be creative. I chat with somebody every couple of days who is in Warsaw leading another effort through the American Jewish Committee, and they too are gathering what people need, meeting people at the checkpoints, meeting people as they cross the border, taking them to safe homes. God bless the people who are willing to do that, because even if it seems like they're just going over the river and through the woods, they're putting themselves in danger in order to save other lives, aren't they?
Yes, very much so. But they're saving their home.
Yes, yes, exactly. So tell me what is going on this afternoon. And before we go even further, I should remind everybody that to me, this is a very important note that has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but that this weekend we were able to celebrate my father's 96th birthday. So happy birthday, Specs. I do have to toss that out at least a couple of times this morning, or my mother might give me the eye. So happy, happy birthday 2 days ago to my dad. And today, the 10th, is my half birthday. So I'll look for half a cake on the doorstep later. But later on today, Joe, I know that you are facilitating a rally in Brighton from noon until 3 o'clock, and you need some people to help out. Tell me what's going on.
Well, what we need are volunteers. We have a kind of unique way of raising funds. We don't really ask people for money. We ask people for 3 or 4 hours out of their day,
okay,
from time to time when they can do it, so that they can help other people help the people in Ukraine.
Okay.
We use a website called ussupport.org. And if you go to that website, you can see there's all kinds of volunteer opportunities to sign up for.
Mm-hmm.
So our goal right now has been to raise cash to buy high dollar things.
Okay.
Expensive things you can put on a plane and ship. Long term, we think the country is going to be in trouble for a while. At least our friends do.
Yes. Well, as far as rebuilding and just moving forward in any way, yes.
And so those will be more bulk supplies.
Okay.
So we're looking for volunteers primarily now to have what we call mini rallies, mini donor rallies. Now, right now, the primary rally in Brighton is to try and obviously raise some cash.
Sure.
But also to find volunteers who can give just a little bit of their time, because they want to give, but they might not have a lot of cash.
Right.
And that those people will help us when the bulk comes in, hold mini rallies around the state.
Okay.
Our goal is to raise $1 million in the state.
Okay.
We've raised, I think, a little more than $1.4 million so far.
Wow.
So these people will help us. We've got the warehouse here we're sitting in Brighton if we need to pack off to ship them in a more traditional way. It's very expensive to put things on a plane.
Yes.
It's much less expensive to do the traditional way where you put it in a container, put it on a ship, you get it there, it comes off the ship. Everybody that works for us is a volunteer, so there's no overhead costs.
Okay.
The warehouse is, you know, gratis. The signs are gratis. We hand out these little cards to people so they can just scan.
Okay.
Gratis. We've been very fortunate that way.
Okay. And you're sharing.
The whole organization is set up that way. So we're looking for volunteers.
Very important.
We're going to be at the corner of Meyer, which is the Meyer store. And we're kind of in between Meyer and post office.
Okay.
It's the old St. Joe Hospital.
All right. That's a good landmark for folks to remember. The old St. Joe Hospital in Brighton.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. We'll have signs go up tomorrow, and so they'll know where it is.
Great.
And looking forward to meeting folks who can help.
And this is a terrific ask, because like you said, a lot of people want to help, but they don't have cash necessarily. So let's all do something. How many times in a day do we think, boy, I wish I could do something to help? And then we go, oh, what can one little person like me do? Everybody can play a part in helping. What do you say, Joe, to the naysayers who might say, oh, I don't know, why are we helping people over there when there are people who need help in our own backyards? Which is kind of like nails on the chalkboard to me when people say that. But I'm going to let you answer that tough question. What do we say to people?
Well, I think we're helping ourselves. I think as humans, you need to help other humans,
mm-hmm,
just to make your life whole.
Yes.
And so whether we're helping in Detroit, or we're helping locally, or helping out, you know, overseas.
Mm-hmm.
I got involved in this because I happen to know people that work there.
Right.
So the volunteers are, anytime you volunteer, I think you're helping yourself.
Mm-hmm. I always tell people when they're feeling low, if something's going on, I said, go do something for someone else. I promise you'll feel better in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat, you'll feel better. So when you are in touch with your colleague in Kyiv, how do the two of you, I mean, communicating at all has to be difficult, even if he's in Kyiv and we pray that he's safe, but phone lines, cell towers, how on earth are you able to communicate?
Well, we're lucky because, well, first of all, you can't communicate at this level.
Right.
Which was because we used to. So this is strange. We use encrypted text messages.
Oh.
And so it's encrypted going back and forth.
Okay.
And luckily the people we're dealing with are, it's actually one of our, it's called a dev lab. And so they develop programming for us for computers.
Oh, okay.
So they get around a lot of things that way.
You've got but some even, tech savvy folks on your team.
Yes. And they're some of the best, they're some of the best in Europe. And so we befriended them quite a bit, you know, recently.
Sure.
So just more transactional, but they're pretty savvy.
That's fantastic.
We got money to them. They bought an ambulance.
Oh.
So they're creative. It would be like if it happened here. These are business people.
Right.
And they've decided, okay, I can't work.
Yep.
So what can I do to help? And so all these creative things are popping up. The first week was really rough. Yeah. We didn't know what would happen. We talked to them. We started off like this. We had pretty good communication. Now okay. We're just, but they sent us pictures.
Okay.
And we talked through text because that's encrypted.
Right.
I'm looking at you and you're crystal clear and we finally get them on video. It's grainy. And
sure. So what you're doing, Joe, is such an important lesson, whether just for now or for the future. Whenever we see businesses in our communities saying, okay, yes, we're business people and we're doing all right financially and we're living happy lives, and it is important for us to use our advantages to reach out and help others, you send such a powerfully positive message to others who may then act in kind. It's an important role you're playing right now on many, many fronts. So whether you realize it or acknowledge it, I know you're humble, but it's a big deal. It's a really big deal what you're doing. And as a member of humanity, I, for one, am grateful to you. So thank you for what you're doing.
Well, thank you. It's the volunteers that do it.
Yeah.
I mean, one person can't really get, you know, you can't move a mountain with one person.
Right, right. Well,
that's what.
And you've got a lot of people, thankfully, coming around. So we've got just a couple of minutes left. What do you want to make sure listeners know? You can reiterate the details of what's going on this afternoon at the rally, the website a couple of more times, anything you'd like to share. What stone have we left unturned?
Well, the website is ussupport.org.
ussupport.org.
And there is we're using technology, so you can get on there and play around on it. You'll see that we need everything from accountants to people who drive trucks to housewives to retirees.
Is a housewife still a thing?
By age?
No, you and me both. I'm older than you are. But yeah, is a housewife still a thing? I don't know. Sorry to so send us down a different path.
So, I'm not going to go there.
You're a wise man. Wise man. Bottom line is it's open to everybody. Everybody needs to join and help is where we were before I derailed you so spectacularly. Sorry.
And then the idea for the idea right now, and it will change because volunteers have great ideas, but the idea right now is to have what we call mini donor rallies.
Okay.
It could be at a high school. It could be at a church. It could be at a small business, it could mm-hmm. be a restaurant, and many of them, not just one big one in downtown Detroit that's got 100,000 people to it.
Right.
Everyone has different times of the day they can help. Everybody has different times of the day they can come to something.
Yes.
And we think that's it's kind of an organic way to go.
Mm-hmm.
The web idea is so that people can sign up. They can see what we're doing. Somebody may have a better idea on a website design.
Mm-hmm.
All these are, it's an organic, you know, all volunteer organization.
Right. What do we call that? Grassroots, right? Grassroots.
Yes.
So if somebody wants to organize one of these mini rallies, they'll get info on the website. Who do they reach out to?
They would go to the website.
Okay.
Fill out the form. We were going to call them.
Okay.
Say, hey, what do you want to do? How can you help us? They'll say, geez, I want to have a rally at the Brighton High School in 2 weeks. Done. We'll do it. And we'll get
Perfect.
People to help.
And yeah, that's the bottom line. We'll have people to help as well. How many people do you expect to come out this afternoon from noon to three?
I have no idea.
That's kind of fun. That is kind of fun. Well, and if the expectation is a question mark, then you will not be disappointed no matter what. You won't be overwhelmed and you won't be disappointed because you'll have a lot of people, and however many come, that's the number that's supposed to be there, right?
And one person can make a difference. So, well, you know, yes. If one person shows up and they've got a great idea and that gets two more people to the next thing, it'll grow that way.
It will. You remember that old commercial? What was it? Was it for secret deodorant or something? Psst, she's got a secret, and they'll tell two friends, and they'll tell two friends, and so on and so on and so on. And we used to joke about that commercial. I may have the wrong sponsor, but I remember the content. That's really all it takes. You drop that pebble in the water and it ripples out and change happens. It's a beautiful thing. Joe Norton, I want to thank you so much for what you're doing and allowing us to do in kind. I appreciate your helping to share the message too.
I want to thank you for having me on. This is the kind of stuff that really helps get things going. Thank you very much.
It is my pleasure. And I thank you all for spending your Sunday morning here with us. Once again, I'm Elisa Z. You're listening to the Sunday Edition.